Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us today, and Happy New Year to everyone. Hope everyone had a great Christmas and a very happy and safe New Year. And with that, it means the International Sportsman's Expo is right around the corner, and we are looking forward to this. It is January the 10th through the 13th. Just a couple of notes about it real quick. It's at the Colorado Convention Center. That's located at 714th Street. And the hours are going to be this. They're going to be noon to 8 on Thursday, noon to 8 on Friday, and then Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 5. And adult admission tickets are $16. And something that I love about the – one of many things I love about the International Sportsman's Expo, all active military and all the youth 15 and under are absolutely free. And so, boy, they take great care of us. And we'll give away a pair of tickets here before the end of the show as well. And there is parking, of course, all around with meters and things. But if you do want to use their shuttles and all that, that's at Park Avenue in Wazee near Coors Field. And, man, a lot going on. Of course, we'll have our booth there, 827 Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and a lot of our partners are there, which we'll mention here in just a few minutes. But absolutely thrilled for the first time for us to have this gentleman on, and certainly have met Chad a number of times at different events and all, but it is great to have him on, and Chad is going to be expanding his role at the International Sportsman's Expo from the fishing side. So, Chad, first of all, welcome to the show. Appreciate you being with us.
Well, Scott, I appreciate it. We've talked about this for a long time, and it's good to finally get on the air together, and, you know, being that we share this home state of Colorado, it seems appropriate that we'd somehow finally connect.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, before we get into the show and all that, and I mean, I assume most of our listeners know you and know what you do and all is with Fishful Thinker, but take just a minute and maybe give us some of your background, you know, of how you even got started in the outdoors and who got you started and all that.
Yeah, you know, Fishful Thinker Television, we're now in our 20th airing season. We'll kick off January 5th this weekend. Wow. On Altitude Sports and Entertainment. Crazy, right? And we've had, 10 seasons, 11 seasons on World Fishing Network as well. So we've been at it for a long time. But, you know, I've been a lifelong fisherman and hunter, and that's a key detail right there because a lot of people aren't really aware of that. But I grew up in South Florida, fishing saltwater there, got a bug for hunting even at a very, very young age, and just kind of ran with it all through my teen years and all the way through. And I've done a ton of big game hunting all over the country. Even got to go off on a Kodiak Island trip here earlier this year, which we'll talk about some more going forward. But my background in fishing is probably more diverse. Everything from fly tackle to spinning tackle to casting gear. Saltwater, freshwater, doesn't matter. I've fished all over the world, and I thoroughly enjoy fishing. That's really what most people know us for. Fishful Thinker Television is, of course, education based. We always have been. That's always our goal. We don't do the proverbial fish porn, so to speak. Scott, right. We try to teach people. You know, we try to show people public water they can go visit and how they can approach, you know, maybe catching more fish in their own angling. And as you know, our role with the International Sportsman's Expo is just that, to educate people. So when I'm sure. there, we're typically on the demo tank, the fishing demo tank. This will be my 14th year on the demo tank, teaching people, you know, everything we can about how to catch fish. And also the casting pond has been kind of a baby of mine as a fishing guide for the last 14 years, 15 years. It's been a key thing. I figured out that most people would be better served if they could cast better and control their line better. And so we started that a few years ago, and that kind of morphed itself into the Legends of Colorado Casting Contest, which is also going on this year at the Sportsman's Expo. So my background's pretty diverse, but basically, long story short, is I live the hunting and fishing lifestyle, and right here on the Front Range of Colorado.
Wow. Chad Lachance is our guest, and again, you can follow him on Facebook with Fishful Thinker, and I hope you'll come out the International Sportsman's Expo, and I'm telling you, you may say, hey, I'm not into hunting, or I'm not into fishing, or whatever. I'm telling you, this is a great event for the whole family, tons and tons of great things for trips and just different things for the outdoors, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife does a great job, and they've got some fishing things there as well, but you know, no matter what your stage is in hunting or fishing, I guarantee you all the seminars we have over at the Adventure Theater, and then over where Chad's just talking about at the Ford Trucks Aquarium Demo Tank, that's hosted by our good friend Terry Wickstrom, which does Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, and just a lot of great seminars, and I tell you, I love how the International Sportsman's Expo, they go and find the very best to do these seminars, and it really are sincere of what Chad just talked about teaching you and helping you and just giving you some tips to help enhance your next outdoor experience for sure. So, you know, again, I think this may be a surprise to some if they don't follow you on Facebook much or whatever, and they just think of you strictly as a fishing guy. But this seminar that you're going to be doing for us at the Adventure Theater, you know, on how to prepare for your dream hunt. So walk us through a few of your thoughts there.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been, like I said, hunting my whole life. And so, but I hadn't done necessarily some really dream trips or bucket trips. I've been a do-it-yourself public land hunter for a long time, and I've had some great success doing that. I'm very fortunate. But the opportunity came down through a pro membership sweepstakes, and I won a trip to go to Kodiak Island and hunt brown bears. And in discussing with John Kirk about preparing for that and this year-long process that I went through to get myself ready for that hunt, John says, well, geez, that really, John's from the show director, of course, the International Sportsman's Expo. He's like, there's probably a lot of people here that aren't really familiar with planning for a long-range hunt like that. And so we're going to talk about everything from the choosing the location you're going to preparation in terms of your gear. What do I need to get? How do I go about selecting it? To your physical preparation for it in terms of using your gear or your legs, as the case might be, or your eyes, your glassing ability, things like that. To logistics, to maybe traveling with your firearm or your bow or whatever the case might be, all the way to preparing your trophy and getting it home from wherever in the world you may have gone. So it'll probably be a 30 or 40 minute presentation, and we're going to use my Kodiak Island trip as kind of a case study. And I think that it was a very classic example of this type of a hunt because it's kind of a once in a lifetime bucket list hunt. And anybody that's been to the International Sportsman's Expo in the past knows that there's a tremendous number of outfitters from around the world that are all selling these types of hunts, but there's nobody really talking about how do I prepare for it or deal with it. And that's kind of what we aim to do. Now, keep in mind, I've filmed 260 episodes of television, so we've done a tremendous amount of road tripping over the years and hunting from a truck, but it's a different beast altogether when you're getting on a plane and going to the other side of the world looking for something.
No kidding. Yeah, because, I mean, I'd never even dreamed about going to Africa and, you know, had heard about it a lot, but always thought it was, you know, it was $100,000 to go over there. But then we ended up meeting some great folks with Bushman's Quiver Quality African Safaris in 2013. So that was my first trip over there. And nobody likes surprises, you know. I mean, you find out, oh, you get over there and then there's this extra cost, this extra thing, or, you know, like you say, getting the animals back if you want to have taxidermy, all the different things there. So the guy that kind of walked us through all the things there really did a great job. And now, you know, been over there four or five times now. And I mean, man, it's great because it's really, really fun. And I think it's a great thing. Like you said, you know, you got all these people at booths and, you know, let's be very honest. Anybody can pretty much get a booth at an expo and say anything. So, you know, I think, first of all, you know, I believe most of the people there are 100% good people, you know, and I think you'd agree with me there. But, you know, I think you do have to ask questions and make sure that, you know, they're fitting what you're looking for. And I always tell people, man, the biggest thing is just communication. You got to tell them what you're looking for and be honest with them, like you say, in your health and what you can walk or what you, if you don't like to walk or whatever, you just got to be honest with them.
Well, yeah, I'm a lifelong outfitter. Maybe not lifelong. Maybe that's a stretch. I'm a little older than that, but, but I've been pushing 20 years as an outfitter as well. So I bring a little bit both sides of the table to this conversation when we get at the Adventure Theater, because I know what has worked for for me in terms of communicating with our clients, because same thing, even if it's a local trip, when most people come and fish with us, it's still the same thing. You still need to have the conversation with people and find out what their goals for the trip are, make sure that they're aware of what rules or limitations may be. You know, I've had guys show up with a 65 quart cooler full of beer and want to put it in the boat. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm not so fat, I'm all for having a beer, but we don't need two cases of beer for a 4-hour fishing trip for two guys. And there, so those were things that happened to me early on that you're like, man, we need to have better communication with people. And so, that's going to be one of the things we talk about, is not just that, you know, that you need communication, but what specific things do you need to ask? What do you need to be very aware of that you need to make sure you've got clear details on? Some of the outfitters have really professional websites, and you can go through and get some really detailed FAQs and things like that.
Yep.
Some of them, not so much.
So we're
going to try to put together the list of trips or questions that you need. To make sure you get asked before you go. And even with all the preparation stuff I did when I went to Kodiak Island this year, and I spent an entire year getting ready for that trip, I still felt like that I showed up not over-prepared. Like, I didn't get there thinking, man, I didn't need to do all that. I got there really happy that I had done all the preparation. And I'll throw this out. As an outdoorsman, and I know you'll agree with this, the more time you spend preparing for something, that's mm-hmm. part of the fun. That anticipation is part of the fun.
Sure. Like
getting your stuff together, sitting up till 2 a.m. tinkering with your gun or your tackle or whatever the case might be. You know, that's part of the fun. It extends the value. It makes the trip that might be expensive for a week-long trip, it feels like a lot more than a week-long trip when you spend a whole bunch of time preparing for it.
Yep, absolutely. Chad LaChance is our guest. Once again, we're talking about the International Sportsman's Expo, January the 10th through the 13th. This is the 42nd year, and this is the Rocky Mountain region's largest show for the outdoors, hunting, fishing, travel show. As I mentioned earlier, a ton of free seminars. And you can go to sportsexpos.com. And, Chad, what was that other site?
Your Life Outdoors.
Yeah. YourLifeOutdoors.com, and that'll take you to sportsexpos.com. But you can go on there, see all the presenters. You can get a seminar schedule so you can make sure and hit the ones that you would like to. And we'll mention Chad's here before our first break, and then we'll come back and visit a few more minutes. But on Thursday, and again, this will be the 10th at 3:30 at the Adventure Theater. Chad will be doing the seminar. We just spoke about how to prepare for your dream hunt. And then on Thursday at 5:30, over on the other side, on the fishing side, at the Ford Trucks Aquarium Demo Tank, and that's hosted by Terry Wickstrom. That'll be Thursday at 5:30, one rig for all anglers. And we'll have Chad talk a minute about that when we come back. And then on Friday, the Adventure Theater again. Chad will be redoing that seminar at 2:30, and then back on stage over at the aquarium demo tank Friday at 6:30, and there that seminar will be on depth control. And then I believe your last one is Saturday at 5:30 at the demo tank, and that one will also be one rig for all anglers. And then when we come back, you can tell us all about the drawing and the contest you've got set up.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I appreciate the time.
All right. We're going to take a short break. More with Chad LaChance right after this.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo, this week at the Colorado Convention Center. For the entire family, your life outdoors begins at the Expo. Discover the latest equipment, the best adventures, learn from experts, and try the gear. Pass on the tradition or start a new one. Your life outdoors begins at the Expo. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Come join the fun.
If you have just been in an accident, there is a lot going on. With the screeching tires, crunching metal, and breaking glass, it's hard to remember what to do. That's why Kevin Flesh of Fleshlaw wants you to remember to panic. No, he doesn't mean run around screaming or start hyperventilating. He means use the acronym PANIC to remember what to do. P is for police. Call the police immediately. It's very important to have an official record of what happened. A is assess, as in assess all of your injuries and seek medical care if necessary. N is for never admit fault. It's your job to take care of yourself, not to determine who is at fault. I is for insurance. Take pictures of the other person's insurance and ID info and get pictures of the accident if you can. And finally, C is for Call Kevin Flesh. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, "Let me tell you about my friends at..." Then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life, and their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center boarding lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sports from Colorado. Again, Happy New Year to everyone, and we are looking forward to a great 2019. And with that, we kick off the International Sportsman's Expo as our first big event. And as I just mentioned, that's at the Colorado Convention Center, and that is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 10th through the 13th. And I tell you what, we'll go ahead and give away a pair of tickets, and we'll make those compliments of our show and Fishful Thinker. So first caller to 303-477-5600. We'll get you a pair of tickets. Just give your information to Charlie, and we'll get those right out to you. Well, glad to have Chad LaChance with us, Fishful Thinker. You can follow him on Facebook, and if you're just getting in the car or turning on the radio, Chad's going to be expanding his role that he's done for a number of years at the Sportsman's Expo. And going to be over on the hunting side at our Venture Theater. And he's going to be doing a couple of seminars there on how to prepare for your dream hunt. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a great, great seminar, because it's a lot of things we don't think about as all the little details. And as I mentioned earlier, nobody likes surprises, and it's great to get all that stuff out of the way, figuring out everything. So when you go, all you have to do is have a good time and enjoy it. So, Chad, I mean, what have you found, you know, with let's take your bear hunt. Let's talk a minute about that and just talk about, like I say, some of the preparation. I mean, man, you talk about a bucket list item for all of us. That would be it. Just kind of walk us through the steps there.
Well, like I said, I kind of won the hunt. So through the pro membership sweepstakes. So there wasn't a matter of choosing an outfitter. That was that part of the equation was taken off the table for me. So I was handed an outfitter. Having said that, I won pretty much the cream of the crop of even Kodiak bear hunt. So we hunted a very remote place in the middle of nowhere that is known to have some of the last salmon on the island. We hunted the very last week before they go into hibernation. And so it was an incredible number of bears. We saw somewhere around 80 to 100 mature brown bears in 6 days of hunting. Wow. And that is just, for anyone that knows anything about hunting brown bears, that is an incredible number of bears to see. Had some really, really good close encounters with bears, like 15, 18 yards. First time in my life I ever had to raise a rifle in potential self-defense from a sow that wanted to argue over a fishing spot. And I've argued with lots of people over the years over fishing spots, but no one was persuasive as a 1,000-pound sow Kodiak bear with three cubs. And I gave her the spot, just for the record.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, but at any rate, you know, it involved a lot of float plane rides. So it took five plane rides just to get where we were going and five more to get back. So the logistics of that alone is something that needs to be, you know, to be considered for sure, because as you know, you have limitations then on what you can bring and how much weight you can bring. So that was a key thing for me as far as getting back in there. The second thing, you're dealing with this Kodiak Island in November. So now you've got significant weather to prepare for, or potential for significant weather to prepare for. You know, you could have some really, really nasty, inhospitable weather. At very least, best case scenario, it's going to be 100% humidity all the time. So dealing with the moisture and how that affects your gun and how that affects your clothes and your optics and everything else is a key thing that I had to deal with for that particular hunt. I've never spent 6 days in waders hunting big game. We hunted the entire time in waders, and that's a different thing altogether.
Sure.
I mean, I've snuck up on lots of deer, but never in baggy waders. and so it was, you know, a little bit different in that regard as well. And the firearm itself is a totally different beast. When you start dealing with a .375, I shoot a .26 Nosler normally. You know, I shoot a Ferrari, and they sent me up there with a semi-truck. You know?
Right, yep.
It's a little different beast altogether as far as how to shoot. And so I took a significant amount of time, you know, getting that rifle dialed. I put like 90 rounds through that thing in practice, which is more than most guys put in through their big game rifles in years.
Years, yeah.
But you don't, you just don't want to get caught with a surprise of how your rifle does or does not work, especially when you're staring down a literally 1,000-plus pound bear. And so there was a lot of logistics to it that I had to get ready for, and it ended up being I'll be dead honest with you. I was a little skeptical of going brown bear hunting, but after I spent hours on the phone with a biologist from Alaska and I spent a couple hours in person with the biologist that actually manages the bears on Kodiak Island and learned the ins and outs of the life cycles and the ages and everything else of brown bear management, where their populations are now, it was an incredible experience, and I'm very glad I went. And just being where I was for the amount of time that I was incredible all by itself. And being in close proximity to all the bears was just an incredible experience. And it ended up being the highlight of not just my year, but my hunting career in general. And that's how a bucket list trip should be, I figure.
Absolutely. So we got a couple minutes more. So take us just through the day of being able to take your bear. What was the setting like?
Well, yeah, the crazy thing is we were hunting, of course, river-centric bears, the bears that are really focused on eating salmon in the river. These bears are eating something like 90 pounds of sockeye salmon a day at the time of year that we're there per bear. So it's an incredible amount of time they're spending wandering up and down the river looking for the last of the salmon and eating them. So I had an encounter with the same bear I ended up harvesting 2.5 days prior and had spooked her. And you think, well, geez, we'll never see that bear again. Everyone told us, no, we'll never see that bear again. It's a very, very old bear. It's a massive bear. Obviously, wounds on her face, pure white claws, monstrous body. And everyone was like, well, we'll never see that bear again. But I had my heart set on that one after that. And sure enough, 2.5 days later, I was able to find her again. It's somewhat rare that guys harvest sows up there, but this sow was 9.5 feet squared, which is bigger than most of the boars that people see up there. Just an absolutely monstrous old bear. One thing people don't realize is that bears go through a breeding cycle, and then they'll lose the ability to breed as they get old, and this bear had done that. Interesting concept. But I ended up shooting her from farther than I would have liked to have shot, only from the standpoint that I had spooked her previously, and we knew she was fixing to spook again. But having said that, my practice paid off, and was able to drop her in her tracks, which is also rare for brown bear from 360 yards away. It was a 375.
Wow.
But literally planted her in her tracks.
Wow, that's cool.
So,
all right, let's talk a minute.
I had practiced, for the record, I had practiced to 400 and change and had done so extensively just in case I wounded a bear and it ran and I had to take a long shot. I had no intention of initiating a long shot. Having said that, I'm glad I practiced.
Absolutely. Man, that's a long shot, the 375, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a big lob, 24 inches of bullet drop. And, you know, like I said, I ended up shooting and literally dropped her in her tracks. So the first one connected, she stood there looking around, wasn't sure what happened. Second one connected and dropped her right there. And it was incredible. I couldn't decide whether to cry or be happy. It was by far the most emotional harvest I've ever been involved with by a large margin. You know, and then to get up on the bear and realize from how old this bear really was. This bear, the biologist was like, this bear's, her death was certainly coming from a boar that would kill her because she would not breed, because she was past the breeding age. And,
gotcha.
And just a crazy old sow. As you know, if you know bears, 10 feet, 2 inches, nose to tail, and 9'8" or 9'9", claw to claw, and a square of over 9.5 feet, or right at 9.5 feet.
Wow.
So,
gigantic sow bear.
Wow, that's cool. Congratulations on that. Chad LaChance is our guest. Again, we're talking about the International Sportsman's Expo, January 10th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. That's a Thursday through Sunday. And as I mentioned earlier, tickets are $16. All active military and youth 15 and under are free. Of course, there's parking all around the convention center with meters and garages and all that. But if you want to catch one of their shuttles and park over near Coors Field, you can do that at Park Avenue and Wazee, and they'll take great care of you. All right, we've got the deal where you can enter to win Chad's Tackle Treasure Chest at the Ford Demo Tank Thursday through Saturday. And then I think you'll be drawing that at the end of that Saturday seminar you do at 5:30. But tell us about that.
Yes, sir. Got together with all the partners from Fishbowl Thinker Television and put together a $1,700 tackle pack, including this. Listen to this, Scott. $500 gift card from Sportsman's Warehouse. Everyone can use that.
Sure.
How about this? A new OtterBox Venture cooler series, but we got a custom limited edition Derek DeYoung painted cooler, which got, if folks are familiar with Derek DeYoung, he does really graphic fish art. It's a graphically done custom cooler. This is a fantastic, high-quality cooler. We got a Yampa dry duffel, which is exactly like the duffel I took on the Kodiak bear hunt, because, as we mentioned, everything's wet. It's a dry bag slash backpack slash duffel that doubles as a soft cooler should you want to use it in the summertime. Really great bag. A bunch of stuff from Berkeley, hard baits and soft baits and line. Just a whole bunch of really usable stuff. St. Croix rods, Abu Garcia reels. We're not talking about a bunch of swag. We're talking about a bunch of really high-quality stuff. And if people want to enter it, they can go to fishbowlthinker.com. There's a link through right there. But it's basically send an email to jkirk@yourlifeoutdoors.com and just tell them in the subject line, Chad's Tackle Treasure. That's all you have to do. And you can win that. And it will be, as you mentioned, Saturday night right after my 5:30 demo tank. And you don't have to be at the show to pick it up. We hope you are.
Sure.
But if you're not, it can be picked up in Denver after the fact at Sports and Warehouse in North Denver. Or if you are not at the show on Saturday, we'll give you a free ticket to come in on Sunday and pick it up if you want to go that route as well. So, again, Jay Kirk at yourlifeoutdoors.com. And Chad's Tackle Treasure and $1,700 worth of stuff. And it's really good stuff. People are going to be excited.
Wow, very cool, very cool. Once again, the schedule here for Chad will be, he'll be at the Adventure Theater, which I'll be emceeing that, and that's sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So Thursday at 3:30 on January the 10th, he'll be doing a seminar on how to prepare for your dream hunt. And then Thursday, at just a couple hours later, 5:30, he'll be over at the Ford Trucks Aquarium Demo Tank, and that's hosted by our good friend Terry Wickstrom of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. And that is one rig for all anglers. And then on Friday, back at the Adventure Theater at 2:30 on how to prepare for your dream hunt. And then 6:30 Friday night, back at the Demo Tank, and he'll be speaking on depth control. And then Saturday, as we just mentioned, 5:30 back at the Demo Tank, and he'll be speaking back on that one rig for all anglers. Have you got time to hang one more segment, and then we'll talk about what you're going to be doing on the fishing side?
Yes, sir, I do. Would love to do it.
All right. Chad LaChance is with us. Fishbowlthinker.com is the website. Check it out, and also follow him on Facebook. We'll be right back.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a road trip planned for the holidays or getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us once again. Just like to say Happy New Year here from us at Crawford Broadcasting and KLZ 560 and Sportsman of Colorado. Glad to have Chad LaChance on with us, Fishbowl Thinker. Most of you know that name. And Chad will be doing a ton of things. Just about every stage they've got there, Chad's going to be on it at some point at the International Sportsman's Expo. That's January the 10th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. And Chad, we're mentioning you're going to be over at the Ford Demo Tank. Now, you've got one seminar that's going to be one rig for all anglers. So walk us through that one just a little bit, what that's about.
Well, yeah, real quick, the goal this year was to bring up something very simple for people so that we can fit the fat part of the bell curve, so to speak, as far as experience level goes. Well, I've got one rig for all anglers, and I mean all anglers. I don't care if you dunk bait or whatever. It's a rig that everybody can use. It's so simple that I don't want to put out on the radio right now. People laugh at me. But the reality of the situation is when I get on a demo tank and I run you through all the different applications of this one simple rig, and for lack of a better way to put it, we're going to call it a hook, line, and sinker for now. It's just, I think it will open people's eyes as to the fact that fishing is fishing is fishing, regardless of all the specialties and nuances. You really only need one basic thing, and I can catch everybody in Colorado with it, and it could be bait or artificial. I think people will be surprised about that one. So I'm pretty excited about that presentation. The other end of the spectrum is we're doing the presentations for advanced or really advanced anglers, and that's going to be all on Friday. All the experts, the higher level seminars are going to be Friday at the demo tank. And my Friday one is on depth control. And as a fishing guide and a guy that travels and catches fish for a living, depth control is the whole shooting match on any given day. Mm-hmm. If I have good depth control, if I know my depth range and I have good control, then I can catch the most amount of fish. And so that's a key thing. So we talk about controlling your lure from the bottom of the waterway. We talk about controlling your lure from the surface of the water, and we talk about controlling your lure in the middle of the water column. And so that's going to be a more of a high-level presentation for folks that maybe are a little bit more advanced, and that one will be on Friday. And quickly, I'd like to point out that both Dan Swanson and Ronnie Castiglione, who both guide for me here at Fishbowl Thinker, will also be doing demo tank presentations, so people can go to yourlifeoutdoors.com and look up their schedules as well. Dan's one of the leading experts on electronics, sonar, GPS, and in the entire country, and he will be doing presentations there that I think will help people. Same with the experts corner, where you can go talk with those guys directly. So that's key. But then there, I have one pet peeve for angler Scott.
What's that?
And it comes from being a guide for a long time. People will spend a gajillion dollars on a fishing rod. They'll go out and they'll buy $1,000 worth of lures. They'll buy a $50,000 boat. They'll go out, but they won't practice their casting and line control. And I've been saying for many, many years that the average angler I run across, or even the above average angler that I run across in all my guiding, would be better served if they practiced their casting skills and got their skills better than they are and their line control. And so to illustrate what the skills can be, Clay and Sandy Roberts are hosting the combo casting pond this year, and there's going to be on Saturday at 2:30, there's going to be a 2019 Colorado Combo Casting Challenge. So it includes conventional and fly tackle, so you have to show your diversity to compete. And I'll be competing in that this year, and as the defending champion, I'm looking forward to that. But Nathan Zielinski's involved, Will Dykstra, Ryder Hutchinson, Jeff Wagner is one of the best fly casters in the country. Of course, Clay Roberts as well, but then they brought a ringer in, so I have a feeling my crown's going to be in trouble. But BASS Elite Series Pro Brent Chapman's coming into town. He's 2012 Angler of the Year for BASS. He's a good friend of mine. I fished with him a fair bit, but he is an incredible caster. I don't know how else to put it. He is an incredible caster, and he will be there. And like I said, I suspect he's going to take my crown, but I'm looking forward to competing against him.
Sure. So now, do you offer people that want to go fishing with you for still guided trips and all that? Is that something that you're still able to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we do. And people can get information on those at fishbowlthinker.com. Okay. We run about 60 trips a year, so not a tremendous number. We're not a production guide service, let's say. Right. We're all about education. But Dan and Ronnie, Dan probably does more trips than any of the three of us, and I do them as schedule allows. I'll generally do 20, 25 days a year. And Dan and Ronnie will take up the rest. But yes, they do that on we do that on Horseshoe Reservoir, Carter Lake, and also Boyd Lake are the three lakes that we're licensed on. And all three new boats for the year again, and new tackle, and we're all about education.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. Because sometimes, I think, a lot of outfitters, especially the hunting side, which I'm kind of more involved in, they get you in a blind or get you somewhere and, tell you which animal to take, when to shoot, and then it's just kind of over. But I love the educational side of it because, it is something where we want to keep, and especially when you got, kids out there too, you want to make that really good for them and where they can learn and really want to get into this and love it.
Well, that and wives, you're married a long time.
Yes.
Hard to teach your wife something or vice versa, right? You're
right.
Better to have an independent third person
exactly.
That live with you. Teach your wife how to fish, believe
yes.
me. And we enjoy that thoroughly. I love taking the husband and wife out and teaching the wife, stick the husband in the back of the boat, and teach the wife what's up. We teach also high-level guys. We get guys to come get in the boat that have as good of equipment as me, which is, I'm saying something, considering the companies that I'm lucky enough to partner with, and yet they want to learn a specific nuance of something, whether it be electronics or a specific presentation, whatever the case might be. And so that goes back to the communication that you and I talked about in the beginning, which is, communicating with the guy you're hiring to take you hunting or fishing is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the guide companies are just, hey, here's a rod, there's a fish, strip, 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 set that hook, jokes aside.
Yep.
Some of us are all about how do we get to that point? Why, what's the ins and outs in the education? That's the only thing we do. We don't, our trips are catch and release. We're not filling your freezer. We're going to teach you how to fill your own freezer.
Absolutely. Again, this is the 42nd annual Denver International Sportsman's Expo, and I'm telling you, this is created for everyone who enjoys the outdoors, whether you're a newcomer to Colorado or homegrown, whether you're an expert or amateur, men, women, youth. There's going to be more than 500 exhibiting companies from Colorado and around the world, and a huge selection of gear, destinations, experts in virtually every outdoor sport and subject. And again, go to sportsexpos.com or yourlifeoutdoors.com. You can catch the seminar schedule, though, on all the different theaters all the way around. And it's going to be a great deal. And then one of our other partners, Donnell Johnson, Lisa Thompson, they're doing a three-part women outdoors program, first-timer, that they're going to be doing this. Again, that's Donnell and Lisa and over at the Adventure Theater. So a lot of great things. Our friends at No Limits Archery. And then just to mention real quick, a couple other partners, Phoenix Weaponry, One Shot Gear, our friends at Yes Bay Lodge out of Ketchikan, and our special that you can only get here on our show with them is 5 nights, 4 days with Yes Bay Lodge. It covers everything for $29.95. And we've been over there the last 4 years, and it is excellent. And you've got to mention Sportsman of Colorado at the show to get that, but they'll be there. Of course, our friend Austin Parr, Discount Fishing Tackle, Colorado Outdoor Sports, our hog hunting buddies, Lone Star Hunts, QRS Outdoor Specialties, and then a couple of groups we're involved with, Outdoor Buddies and American Heroes in Action. They'll be there as well. So, Chad, I want to go over real quick again here how to get in that Chad's Tackle Chest. They can go to fishfulthinker.com or email jkirk@yourlifeoutdoors.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, both those are correct. Fishful Thinker's got all the information right there. It might be the easiest place to go for now.
Okay.
There'll be information in the program as well.
All right. Good deal. Well, man, hey, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to this. And, yeah, we'll definitely have to figure out some time to do this some more.
Well, I would love to do it. Scott, I appreciate it. Not just this, but everything you've done for Colorado Radio for a long time.
Well, thank you, man. And, hey, one quick thing, ice fishing a little bit. Any tips out there? A lot of guys getting into that, and ladies now. Any tips for what's happening with ice fishing right now?
Be careful on the ice. Very nice stuff right this particular minute. Boyd Lake wasn't frozen just a few days ago, and now there's guys walking on it. Be careful while you're out there. Fish shallower than you think. That's my tip. Early ice can be a very shallow thing. It's mm-hmm. the easiest time to catch them, but fish shallower than you think, which is kind of a good serendipity, given that the ice might not be great out in the deep water right now anyway. So those two things work out well. But I'm always surprised at how shallow we catch them on first ice.
Absolutely. International Sportsman's Expo, save the date. Come every day. I'm telling you, so much going on every day. A lot of great seminars. Go to sportsexpos.com or yourlifeoutdoors.com, and you can check all those different schedules. Come and see Chad. He's going to be on all the different stages there. But don't miss that one Thursday. That's going to kick it off at 3:30 on how to prepare for your dream hunt. And then back over, he'll be at the demo tank Thursday at 5:30 on that one rig for all anglers. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Open Thursday through Sunday, the International Sportsman's Expo, this week at the Colorado Convention Center. For the entire family, your life outdoors begins at the Expo. Discover the latest equipment, the best adventures, learn from experts, and try the gear. Pass on the tradition or start a new one. Your life outdoors begins at the Expo. The Sportsman's Expo, open Thursday through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Come join the fun.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. And we want to thank Chad LaChance for being with us. And we are looking forward to the International Sportsman's Expo. And we've been talking about it several weeks now, and it is almost up on us. Just a few more days, January the 10th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. And I hope you'll come see us. Our booth is number 827. And a lot of our sponsors and partners will be there. We'll be doing live shows there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I believe even John Rush is going to try to come down and join us with a Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. So we'll look forward to that. So we're going to go to the phones now and talk to John Kirk, our good friend. He is the Director of Communications for the International Sportsman's Expo. So, John, thanks for being with us today on Sportsman of Colorado.
My pleasure, Scott. Good to talk to you again.
Man, I tell you, I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, I do it once here in January, and then all the planning that starts just from what we do, and you guys do several of them around the country. So, I mean, you must feel like you never stop in that planning mode of next year.
That's true, but I personally like it because it's really, 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 really difficult to get bored. Just so many balls up in the air at all the times, and it keeps you sharp, and you always have to be learning. And again, like I say, I just never get bored, which is why I absolutely love my job.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I tell you, one of the really premier shows for the outdoors. And, you know, and I think one thing that, you know, of course, working a little bit closer with you over these last few years, just the detail that goes into this and how you guys are really, I mean, you're not just trying to sell tickets, get people to come to something and not worrying about the response for the people that attend or your clients and those that buy booths there. But I mean, you guys are really, really do a lot of detail work and finding out all the different target markets, all the different things, because I mean, you want it to be a great experience for both your client and the people that attend.
Well, that's exactly right, Scott. You know, all of us, each of us has many likes and dislikes, and you know, usually we tend to follow the things we like, and the things we don't like, we don't want to be bothered with. And putting together an outdoor show is challenging because, you know, you may love fishing but hate hunting, or you may love hunting but never fish. And so our job to make a successful show for our exhibitors as well as for our attendees is to try to find content, both exhibitors and things that we put in our theater and features that we have, that addresses most of those audiences, you know, and offers them something to do that's fun, something that they can investigate and research, maybe a trip or a product, and even if they want to buy a trip or to buy some gear. So basically everything from the very first, oh, I didn't know any of this existed, to, oh, I'm going to do that with this and here and then. And again, that's very challenging. And as you know, every year when we talk, we always say, the internet's even more powerful. We're spending more time on our devices, and we can buy anything and everything there. So the value and the quality of the experience that attendees have at the show, we need to try to improve it all the time. And that's difficult for a bunch of reasons. One, because a lot of the exhibitors who were there last year will be here this year because they love Denver.
Sure.
But you know, usually we have anywhere from 10 to 20% new exhibitors. And so anyone who's been to the show before and said, well, I saw that, did that, you know, might want to reconsider, because if you have 500 exhibitors, which we do, usually 550, you know, and 20% are new, you're talking more than 100 new exhibitors, and that's quite a few.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, what I think I hear more and more, you know, I mean, this is really an event for the whole family. And like I say, whether you're, I mean, there are people who probably don't hunt or fish, camping. They just like the outdoors or just like living in Colorado and just to see all the cool stuff and all the cool products. So, I mean, it really is a great event for the whole family. And I don't want to say this wrong, but is it under 12 that kids are free?
Even better. You know, it's anyone under 16. So 15 okay. and under get into free. And that's, you know, and that's because the industry, all the research done shows that if kids don't get an experience in the outdoors before then, it's really hard to reach them. And so we want a future for our industry, because all those people who go out there, one, they spend money in the outdoors, and taxes from those things that they spend go back to enhancing and improving the outdoors. So sure. if we want the outdoors to survive, you know, we need more hunters and anglers, because they're the best at doing that more than any other person who goes outdoors. They pay those dollars, and those dollars are then, you know, put into improving the outdoors, which then is used by hunters and anglers, but also hikers and bird watchers and off-roaders and kayakers who may not pay their way as much as the hunters and anglers. So
right.
if we want a future, we need the young people not just to go into hunting and fishing, because then they might become our customers and the customers of our exhibitors, but also so that they support and, you know, help the outdoors continue to grow.
Right. John Kirk is our guest. He's a communications director for the International Sportsman's Expo. And once again, those dates are January the 10th through the 13th. So mark your calendar. And a lot of great things each day. We are over at the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Adventure Theater quite a bit, emceeing that theater. And then our good friend Terry Wickstrom with Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Kind of handles the fishing side over there, and a lot of great seminars. Our friend Austin Parr, a lot of great people are over there. Nate Zielinski, Chad LaChance, and just a lot of great seminars. So maybe you've been thinking about getting into fly fishing or getting into turkey hunting, whatever the case may be. We will have some wonderful, wonderful seminars to help you there and help you get introduced to those activities. So when you look at your partners, I mean, I mentioned Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Who are some of the other people that really helped make this show possible for you?
Oh, wow. Well, you've already mentioned two of the most important, yourself and Terry. Just by day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, promoting the outdoors. And so you guys have a far better sense of what works and what people like and where they're going and what they're doing than I ever will. And so if I did not have you as a friend and as a colleague, the show would not be as good. And the same with Terry Wickstrom, who's for many decades now helped us. So those are, I would say, from my perspective, which is just the non-exhibiting content, those are my key folks, along with Parks and Wildlife. Who is undergoing a transformation, as is Colorado, in the sense of understanding how the outdoors is changing due to new people coming into the market, where they're going, what they're doing.
Right.
And our show needs to, as you said, expand beyond our traditions of fishing and hunting. But the other partners are so many of the nonprofit groups, the Ducks mm-hmm. Unlimited, the National Wild Turkey Federation, the, you know, Trout Unlimited. All those folks have booths in the show, and they're providing the expertise on what's going on for people who care about those things, not just in the environmental aspects of it, but helping people who come to the show for the first or the 50th time,
sure.
you know, find out who is doing what they like, when and where, and being a mentor or an information source. And the show is stitched together, booths, one-to-one across the show with dozens of those kind of organizations that just make the show work on a bunch of levels.
Right. And I don't think we're going to have to worry about the Broncos being in the playoffs this year. So,
I think. Well, yeah, sorry but glad.
Yeah, I think we will not have to worry about that. And, again, as I mentioned on another segment today, we will be getting some passes that we will be giving away here on our show. And I hope you will just make this a planned time to bring out the family and check out the International Sportsman's Expo. Again, just a wonderful, wonderful event, and a ton of great seminars, a lot of great products and cool products, and I mentioned a lot of great people here in our state. Nate Zielinski, Chad LaChance, Phil Mendoza, No Limits Archery, Chris Rowe, I mean, great guy, Trevin Stolfus, and just a lot of great people that you can meet and talk to. And, you know, I love the outdoor community, John, because it seems like, I mean, I guess every once in a while you meet that guy that doesn't want to be helpful to people, but that's very rare. Most of the people in this outdoor industry are really, really good people and just want to do all they can to get more, you know, kids in the outdoors. And it just doesn't mean necessarily hunting something or killing something or catching something. It just means getting them in the outdoors, you know.
Well, that's right. And you forgot to mention Danelle and Lisa. I mean,
oh, yeah.
We have
women's
program going on this time. And they, you know, the work, I know you cover them a lot. And they need to be covered all the time.
No, they do. They're awesome.
What they're doing is amazing. So they're going to have a program for us every day this year in the Adventure Theater, and something new and cool. And, you know, that's just exciting. It's exciting when local folks who are not just experts in their field, but good people.
Right.
Good people, the kind of people you'd want to go out to have dinner and
Sure. Go
to church with and be friends with. Those are the people on our stages. And, you know, that gives me a lot of pride to be able to present those people to the public.
Well, John, hey, we appreciate it. And again, we feel very fortunate to be a part of this with you, and just thank you for letting us. And we'll have you on more, and we're going to get some of our different seminar speakers on here over these next couple of months as well.
Scott, you're an awesome partner. We love working with you, and we're extremely appreciative of all you've done to improve the show and grow the show. And we really couldn't do it without your help and your good heart, too.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And the elk calling contest, hey, we'll mention that real quick. Boy, this has been really growing over the last few years since you brought that back. And so that's Saturday night, about 5 o'clock, I believe. We're going to have the Western Elk Calling Contest. And Wayne Carlton is going to be here this year as well. Just had Wayne on the show just a week or so ago. So Wayne said he's going to be back there. So we're going to have some fun on the elk calling contest as well.
It's a blast. And, yeah, and the winners, there's more money up. And also, I believe that the winner gets to go to the World Elk Calling Championships.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, John, have a good rest of your weekend, sir, and we will be in touch.
Thank you so much, Scott. You too.
All right. That's John Kirk, Communications Manager for the International Sportsman's Expo. Well, once again, we want to thank all of our guests today, Chad LaChance, Mr. John Kirk, International Sportsman's Expo. Hope you'll come see us. This is a great show for the whole family. And we hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Check out our website, Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll keep you updated with a lot more events we're going to be involved in as well. We'll see you at the International Sportsman's Expo, January 10th through the 13th. Have a great day.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.